This month marks 10 years since the BP Gulf oil spill. Over the past 4 months, the APR News team has been following up on issues related to this disaster. That includes speaking again with people we met back in 2010 during APR's national award-winning series, Oil and Water. 10 years after the spill, members of one industry along the coast say there are open wounds that have yet to heal. APR's Pat Duggins has more on Alabama's seafood industry, 10 years after the BP oil spill.
It does come up from time to time, in some cases, as you know, that's something that's as a result of the oil spill. Or now, was that before or after the oil spill, you know, kind of thing?
That's Chris Nelson. He works at Bon Secours Seafood in Baldwin County on the eastern shore of Mobile Bay. It wasn't the first time we met.
I did try a few.
Back in 2010, Nelson was one of hundreds of people attending the first oil spill recovery conference in Orange Beach. A report by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management says the Gulf Coast fishing industry lost up to $1.5 billion in the first 8 months after the spill. For people like Chris Nelson at that time, over 9,000 jobs were lost.
I mean, there's a lot of fear about what's the next, is there another shoe that's going to drop? We feel like there have been at least two shoes to drop so far, but is there another shoe to drop? Is there another revelation about, you know, some fear coming to fruition?
Back then, Nelson's list of next shoes to drop included a scenario like a Category 2 hurricane, with winds pushing even more oil ashore, with cleanup crews already having their hands full.
Well, I think that's the question, and no one knows. And the uncertainty is what puts such a strain on businesses is, you know, how long will it take to get the market that we feel we've lost back?
On the other side of Mobile Bay, in the town of Bila Batri, we met one seafood businessman who was trying to soldier on.
They're packing between 3,000 and 35 pounds an hour in this room you see here.
That's Dominic Ficarino. He ran Dominic Seafood at that time, and still does.
So it's a total of about 7,000, 8,000, roughly, going through here an hour.
Workers man the machines you're hearing to take freshly caught shrimp from large blue plastic buckets of ice water and prepare them for market. Before the Gulf oil spill, Ficarino's fleet fished for shrimp in the Gulf of Mexico. After the disaster, his boats moved to the waters off of Florida.
I've had some tough times in other areas. I see that we're still moving the product. And I see, you know, some people are totally scared of Gulf shrimp right now.
And Ficarino experienced that reaction from the buying public firsthand. For example, he'd been working with a national grocery store chain. That is, until the Gulf oil spill.
And they elected not to put me in the stores this year due to the fact that the other two packers were Texas-based packers. Even though we're fishing the same water side by side, it's the average consumer is going to read that bag and believe that those shrimp come from Texas. And it kind of hurt. We don't talk about it on a daily basis. It's something I'll never forget.
We sat down with Ficarino in his office 10 years later. Following the Gulf oil spill, his business got back to normal. In fact, it grew, but there were still issues.
Public perception is never going to go away from it. Yes, we see that.
And Ficarino has an example. Years after the Gulf oil spill, he did an in-person seafood cooking demonstration as part of the grand opening of a grocery store. It was a favor for one of his corporate clients. Ficarino's job was to talk to customers and boil up Gulf shrimp for them to taste.
And one of the things that I noticed was people walked up and it was really a blow, look at you and say, "He's from the Gulf." Oh, I wouldn't touch those. You know, and that's something that's never going to go away. Never.
Back across Mobile Bay, we visited Bon Secours Fisheries. Most of the workforce is out to lunch, but two oyster shuckers are still at it. Each sits on a stool with a large bucket of freshly caught oysters, shucking knife in hand. The shell is popped open, the flesh scooped out, and then the empty shell is tossed onto a pile. We visited Bon Secours before the outbreak of COVID-19, so the only protective gear we're wearing are hair nets. It may be 10 years after the spill, but like Dominic Ficarino, Chris Nelson still feels it.
We do still feel it economically.
Nelson's business has grown, just like Ficarino's, but Nelson has his own concerns for the future of his company. He's worried about imports, and not just from foreign countries like Thailand. Seafood from other U.S. waters cut into his business, too.
Not that a lot of people would consider that an import, but it really is. If you're bringing oysters from the Pacific Northwest or even from the Northeast, that's imported into your region, at least, and those
those doors have continued to open wider and wider.
The opening of those doors that Nelson is referring to began back in 2010 when the fishing waters in the Gulf were closed due to the BP spill. All Nelson could do was sit and watch while BP tried idea after idea to seal off the well, which was leaking an estimated 5,000 gallons of oil a day. Nelson recalls one where rope and golf balls were used to try to plug up the oil well.
I hate the fact that our culture now is built around movies instead of books, but I think about that movie Armageddon.
You're NASA, for crying out loud. You put a man on the moon. You're geniuses. You're the guys that think his shit up.
Bruce Willis looks at Thornton. What is it? Billy Bob Thornton, the character he was playing, and he says, "You know, this is what you've come up with? This, don't you have people thinking about better stuff than this?"
I'm sure you got a team of men sitting around somewhere right now just thinking shit up and somebody backing them up. You tell me you have a backup plan that these 8 Boy Scouts right here, that is the world's hope? That's what you're telling me?
Back across Mobile Bay at Dominic Seafood, his packers are hard at work. Again, our visit was before the COVID-19 outbreak, so hairnets are the only precaution. Remember the grocery store chain that stopped buying Ficarino shrimp because of the spill? He does.
Never had a slap on the face like that, but it won't get me. I'll bounce back and I'll continue to go.
And we wanted to end our story here because of one relatively recent development.
And it's funny you brought that up because it's been right at 10 years now. And I started selling them again last year.
You heard right. 1 year ago, or 8 years after the BP oil spill. It took that long for everyone to sit down, talk it out, and heal that wound from the disaster. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Bila Batri.